Blog Talk Radio.
We are starting the Neil Soul Show today, November 7th, the day after Election Day. I go by the name T. Mitch, and this is the Neil Soul Show. Everyone that is looking for Q-Man because you love getting your weekly dose of soulgasm, he has decided to venture out into the Nor'easter, and he is driving with bad tires, and we wish him the best on his route to wherever it is he's going so that he can call in to the show. But the show must go on. I am joined by Sister Sweet. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing down there in Memphis with all the great sun and weather?
Yeah, I am going to rub it in. We have great weather down here. Beautiful. It's kind of cool, but we haven't had any rain or anything like that. So I feel so sorry for the Northeast. You guys,
yeah. You would think that we had got enough of it with Hurricane Sandy coming through and devastating New York City and giving New Jersey all the problems that she gave us. Now we get almost 3 inches of snow that's still coming down as we speak.
I know. I wasn't even aware of the snow. You told me earlier today. I'm like, no. You guys have been enough.
Right. But the one good thing, we have power. So we have the Neil Soul Show tonight. It really hurt canceling the show last week. So I'm really, really glad to be back on the air this week. Q-Man will be with us as soon as he can. And thank you. And shout out to everyone that got out yesterday, whether it was yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, or if you had to stand in line for a few extra hours to get that vote in. It was a very, very special moment. How was it down there in Memphis?
You know what? I feel sweet because in 2008, I voted on Election Day and was in line for 3 hours. This year, I early voted, so I was in line for like 5 minutes at the most 2 weeks ago. So, but we didn't have any problems here. Like I said, there were no weather issues or, you know, power issues. But people have voted. You know, I was so impressed seeing the long line of people standing in line because I know in 2008 I was like, Lord, I want to vote, but I got to get a heck out of here.
know a lot of people in line. Up here, we were having issues with the emailing and the faxing. We're talking about it wasn't going through, so a lot of people helped out, picked people up, got them to polling locations. I know a lot of my friends are volunteering. We were all over the state. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to wake up, because I didn't hear the speech last night. I had to get to bed. I had class and I had work. But to listen to that speech back and get those chills and that goosebump and know that we have another 4 years with this man at the helm, just very, very optimistic about that.
It was definitely a good night. Good morning to wake up to.
Yes, it was. You know what else is good to wake up to?
What's that?
Our first guest on the Neil Soul Show.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Daryl Anders of Agape Soul. And I had to look that up to make sure I pronounced it correctly.
I know.
He is already on the line. We are going to get into the first of two singles that we are playing from Agape Soul. This is Believe in Love, and this is the Neil Soul Show.
State of being, to live beyond the lust, to teach, to trust, to hope, to help.
again, that was Believe in Love from Agape Soul. So this week, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Get a little comfortable. I know you're comfortable in bed with your grapefruit juice. Let me get comfortable.
I'll tell the world. I work for my bed.
Mr. Anders, we have you on the line?
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good. It's pretty warm up here, dealing with the snow and everything, but definitely excited to have you on the show.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for playing our music.
Of course, of course. So, Lee, how'd you feel about the song?
I love that song. I said, this is Mr. Sweet. How are you doing?
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I love that song. I love that song. It was great.
Thank you very much.
Really.
Yeah. All right, well, this is
the world.
Yes. Well, this is the part of the interview where if Q-Man was here, he would tell you that I'm going to ask you very personal and intrusive questions and get all into your personal business. So he hoped that you were ready. And this is where I would say, I don't do that
all right.
You don't do that. So tell him stop saying that.
I don't do that at all. But we will have a very, very comfortable conversation. I'll do my best not to ask anything inappropriate.
Okay.
All right. Well, the first question is never really a question. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and the band Agape Soul.
Okay. Well, Agape Soul is a band of Bay Area musicians I put together about 4 years ago. I wrote these songs a long time ago with a good friend of mine, Joe Gilman, and I wanted to put a band together to reflect kind of a positive vibe and just make people feel good about themselves and about the world that we live in. The band is comprised of myself on bass and vocals, Andrew Jones and Zoe Ellis singing, Vince Lars on saxophone and vocals, and Aaron Green on drums, and Dan Parrish on guitar. And I have a couple of different keyboard players that I work with, Eamon Flynn and Alan Leon. So it's a band of great Bay Area musicians, and we're all kind of a big family, and we enjoy working together and making good music for people.
That's cool. Well, it's definitely, definitely good music. I remember when you sent me the press kit, I was very surprised. I didn't have any preconceived notions when I went into the music, but the sound, the different drums, the horns, the different vocals, and then the singers that I recognize, like Martin Luther and a couple of others that are on the album, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. It was just really, really soothing. It just felt like feel good music.
Well, that's the idea, trying to make music for grown ups, and you know, life has got enough obstacles, and I know myself after, you know, a hard day, I want to hear something that's positive and makes me feel good. So I wanted to do that for everybody.
Good, very, very good, very good. So you mentioned that it's a compilation of different musicians, different artists, different vocalists that make up the band. Was it more of a, you know, chance meetings with different people, or did you have an idea of who you wanted to put together to make this work?
When I put the band together, some people that I've known for a while, and I picked them because of the particular thing that they do. And, you know, I've worked with Zoe Ellis for a long time in a couple different projects. Indra and I did a bunch of stuff on the Guitar Hero and Rock Band video games. Aaron and I played in the various bands together. So I picked people that I was already comfortable working with, and we had a musical commonality.
Okay.
Martin Luther, I've been playing in his band for the last year and a half, and he's one of the most ridiculous singers I've ever heard in my life. And just a really great guy, and I've learned a lot just working with him. So when the opportunity came for him to guest on this record, it was just a blessing.
Okay, it's definitely a really, really great song that he's
Thank
on.
You.
So everyone's been asking me, I see it, it was in the chat room also. What does the word agape mean? And how does it influence the music and the sound?
Well, agape is a Latin for unconditional love, like God love. And it just, to me, it represents, you know, the positivity in the music and kind of how I was brought up. And the soul comes from the kind of music that I like, and also the place where music comes from within us. So I just combine those two words together to make one, and that's where agape soul came.
Nice. I remember we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago on the show, and when I said it, I realized that I knew what it meant, but I just wasn't sure if I was pronouncing it the right way. I knew it had Latin roots, so I was like, if I'm saying it wrong, am I saying a totally different word?
Back when I was trying to make up baby names, when I was going to have a baby, agape was always one of the ones. I love this. Like, I'm going to have a baby called agape. But I do,
It's a great word. It's a
great word.
Thing. I mean, when you think of that all-encompassing love that God has for everything, you can't really get any higher than that.
Right.
I hear that. So as far as music is concerned, who were your inspirations, whether it was growing up or once you really decided that this was going to be your craft? Who inspired you?
That's a pretty big list. As I started out, I'm a bass player. So my first musical inspiration as far as that was Louis Johnson from the Brothers Johnson. I heard him and I knew right away that I wanted to be a bass player. I grew up in a house with a lot of music. My dad was a musician. My mom sings and plays piano. So there was always a lot of music in my house. And just growing up, hearing a lot of music. So I kind of like everything. As long as it's good, as long as it's played well, and as long as it's saying something. Big fan of Quincy Jones. I listened to a lot of jazz and a lot of R&B growing up. So when I started to write, all those influences came out. And the person that I wrote these songs with, Joe Gilman, is an amazing jazz keyboard player. So me coming from more of an R&B place and him coming from more of a jazz place created this sound. And then this particular group of people, when we got together and started playing, it got a twist even farther. Lynette Williams, who played keys on the record, she is a beast. She grew up in the church, and she just has that deep soul gospel root to her playing, and that really brought the song to the place where I wanted them to be.
That is good. That is really, really good. So we mentioned the album, Believe in Love. And yes, I see that it's number one on the UK soul charts.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel when you create something, you put a band together, you have a goal, you have a mindset, and it gets received exactly the way you hope and expect it to be received?
It's a great feeling because this record took a lot of work and I took a lot of time and energy to get it to be the way I wanted it to be. So for people to receive it and appreciate it, and just the comments and the response from people has been really beautiful, and it's the best thing in the world to me. It's like, you know, music is a part of who I am. So It's a validation of the hard work and that everybody in the band put into this record, and I can't even express how grateful I am to my band members and my family and the friends that helped me to get this done, because a lot of days it didn't feel like it was going to happen, but you know, my wife was there, and she pushed me to keep going and love me through all this, and it's a beautiful thing.
Okay, Okay, that's cool. That's real cool. I got a question from the chat room. Are you doing any concerts in the UK?
We are working on that right now. We're working on that right now. We have a nice following in Manchester and in London, and I'm working with some people right now trying to string together some opportunities over there. We would love to play there.
Okay, that's cool. Well, definitely let us know when that when you work that out. And as far as that is concerned, what else is coming up next for yourself, for the band, in the near future?
Well, tomorrow we are filming a live streaming DVD at Expression Digital College here in the Bay Area. We're doing our official Bay Area CD release on November 28th, which is going to be at Yoshi's in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have a lot of special guests, and it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great show.
Are we gonna be able to get you guys on the East Coast before the end of the year, or sometime in the new year?
I would love to come to the East Coast. I'm from the East Coast, so if the opportunity presents itself, we'll be there.
That is good to hear. I think the CEO of XCL is listening.
Okay.
So we will make sure that if the opportunity presents itself, that we get the band out here, because we definitely enjoy the music. I actually have the album downloaded on my computer at work, so I listen to it pretty frequently.
Thank you. Well, it's you know, people, as I say, have been very positive, and it just makes us want to keep going and push harder.
All right. Sister Sweet, you got anything with Mr. Anders?
No, you know, I'm just so grateful that you're on our show and I discovered your music, and I love it. I have the album downloaded as well. So I love your music. Let's say that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The last question that we have is xtozl.com powers the Neil Soul Show, and they have a music player on the website. And we've kind of gotten together and decided that as long as it's okay with the artist that we interview, we add the music that we play here on the show to the music player. So, like, the last question that I have for you is, do we have your permission or consent to add the music to the XDL.com playlist?
Sure.
I like that. See how simple that was?
That's great. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, the music is for people to hear, so the more people to hear it, the better.
Oh, we will definitely get right on that. Just want to thank you again for spending a little bit of time with us on our show, introducing all of our listeners to your music, to your sound, and to the mission of the band. And we wish you guys great success, and definitely keep us abreast of everything that is going on with the band via Twitter, so we can let everybody know and we can be tuned in to what's going on with the group.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be coming out that way.
Definitely. Let us know when. We'll definitely look forward to it.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Daryl Anders of Agape.
Agape.
Soul. Yeah, Agape. See, it seems as soon as the interview's over, I go right back to speaking ignorantly as if I didn't already say the word correctly.
My biggest
name
was going to be Agape.
Okay. I'd heard the word before, like in church, and I went to Catholic school, so I'd heard the word before. I just never knew the meaning of it, and I just love the way that it's fused into the title and in the music and the lyrics of it and the feel of it, that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. Matter of fact, I like it so much, we're going to go to another song.
Right.
From the group. This is Don't Say You Love Me. And then right after that song, we're going to get right into a song from Gerard Anthony from his new project, Ready to Live, called Lucky Day. It's the New Year's Soul Show.
it come down to this, all I've got left are memories of a last goodnight kiss. Love is a word that I used to believe, and mine was a heart that you chose to deceive. Don't say it
my side today. Feel like I'm gonna do something new. Manifest the lessons and power move. Negative people, stay away. Just wanna get back simply what it is. And I'm focused on my positive in the sun.
Be able to finish this show. I really enjoyed that.
No, that album is great.
Well, I definitely know that you're a big fan, and we're going to talk about the album, which are art, since it was the CD of the week at xcdl.com. You ready to bring them on?
Bring them on.
Ms. Anthony, we got you on the line.
Peace, peace.
How you doing tonight?
How you guys? I'm wonderful. How you guys doing? Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
We are. I'm definitely excited. I know Sister Sweet is gonna. She's gonna play very calm and collected. We are very, very excited to have
word,
you on the
word,
show
word.
Tonight. This is actually the first time that we're attempting doing more than one guest at a time, and it was just because of the excitement level. We didn't want to push it back. We understand it was a hurricane and all that, but let's just make sure we keep Gerard on where Gerard is.
For sure. Once again, like I said, I'm happy to be here. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the love that you guys are showing, not just for myself, but for soul music in general.
Definitely, I have to thank XCL for that. They're powering the show. This was their platform, and it's just something that we love. And so we enjoy doing this, and we just as excited as it is for the artists to be able to have their music put out and have a platform to get out to listeners. We enjoy being that platform.
For sure. That's what it's all about.
So, Sister Sue, you ready? It's round two.
I am ready. I am so ready.
All right. Well, the first question is never really a question. Just in case there's anybody that does not know, just tell us a little bit about Gerard Anthony.
Well, Gerard Anthony is who I am. And that was, you guys were just playing, one of my songs, Lucky Day, which is the first single from my album, Ready to Live. Gerard Anthony is a singer, songwriter, husband, father, man, a divine being, living, having a human experience, creating and living and enjoying, all things that life has to offer. From Richmond, Virginia, enjoying my moments.
That's good. Moments make up.
Yes.
Moments are very, very big and impact our lives. So I know that's definitely exciting.
Exactly. Right. Everything that happens is an opportunity to grow and grow, to learn and grow closer to the source. So that's what I take it as. Every moment is an opportunity.
That's great. Well, we just spoke with Daryl Anders of Agape Soul, and you were in a group yourself, Personal Preference, right?
Yeah. That was back in when I was a tween, teenager. I was doing my boy band thing, Personal Preference, big shout out to those guys.
Okay, so my question is, since you just said, it's about the moments in life and the journey and the discoveries, what was it, what was going on at that time, or what made you make the decision to go solo?
Well, during that time, I was young, that was, we were all high school guys. I was the youngest guy in the group at the time. So everybody was graduating. that was one. And another thing was just the fact that in the group, we had a pretty, popular, local following and presence, here in Richmond, Virginia, Central Virginia area. And a lot of people, weren't aware. I wasn't the lead singer of the group, so a lot of people weren't actually aware that I actually sang. I was, back in the like mid-90s, into late 90s, singing groups, you might have like that one or person that really sings, or two people that sing, and then you have like the couple, that guy or couple guys that don't really sing. You never really know. So I was one of those guys. I was one of those you never really know guys. You don't know if that guy sings or not. So it was time for me to kind of spread my wings and improve myself, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Sister Sweet, see, she's being over there being quiet.
I don't realize I'm being quiet. Say something. I'm here. I'm just listening.
You sound like me every other week. Where I'm just a fan, and I'm a fan first, so I'm listening to all of the answers.
And I'm a fan. In fact, your album was actually our CD of the month, our second CD of the month. So a lot of times. I'm a big fan.
Let's go ahead and talk about that. So essentially, after four successful albums, you retired from the industry.
Yeah, well, actually, I did three projects.
I did three albums. I did three albums, and I did a total of, you know, five projects. I did a couple EPs in between. And, yeah, I retired because I just didn't I just wasn't feeling it, you know? It's like I wanted to focus on different things. I wanted to focus on just, you know, my family and just living and existing. You know, it's interesting, you know, being an artist, because music is one of those things that, you know, you can't run from it. And I mean, I always was writing, you know, because that's something that's inside me. It's inside me to create. I can't help it. But I wasn't doing it with the intention of releasing any more music, because, you know, that brings in a whole different side, a whole different dynamic that, you know, can make you, you know, become frustrated, and it can make you focus on things that really aren't that important. You know, you're focusing on, you know, how many records can I sell, or how many shows can I do, or, you know, how much money can I make, you know, as opposed to, you know, man, you know, are these songs really, you know, speaking my spirit, you know? And
right.
I decided to just focus on, you know, creating, you know, writing songs that were, you know, speaking my spirit, and, you know, talking about, you know, my life, where I was at the particular time, just being happy, like just really being happy and satisfied and just complete. And oddly enough, it's like when I said, okay, I'm done, you know, a couple years after that, you know, I mean, all my friendships, you know, people I know from music. So, you know, people are like, Gerard, you know, you got to do another record, and, you know, you need to do another record. And I'm like, why, you know? But people saying, you know, you got an offer. And you know, I remember I had a conversation with, you know, George Littlejohn from Purpose Music Group,
right.
Distribution, who distributes Ready to Live. And he said, I actually called him. I was talking to him about an event that I was planning in Richmond, Virginia, because I promote events in my hometown, Richmond, VA. And I was talking to him about an event, and I was actually talking to him about some other artists in the area that I thought might be a good fit for, you know, his company. You know, I was like, you know, these are some artists that maybe she'd even look at to do some things with. And he was like, yeah, that's all well and good, but what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm not doing, you know, anything. You know, he was like, well, if you do, you know, we'd like to talk to you. We'd like to distribute you, what you do, you know. And, you know, that planted the seed, you know. And I called, you know, my good friend, Nate Smith, you know, longtime friend and longtime, you know, collaborator as well. And I said, hey, man, you know, I've written these songs. How you feel about doing a record? And I told him, I said, the only way I'm doing a record is if you produce it anyway. And, you know, he was like, all right, let's do it. You know, and we made it happen. And voila, you know, Ready to Live, you know.
Yeah, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
So was it, how did married life and the family and just that time period where you were away from music, how did it actually influence this album, right? Like, the title seems like, you know, you stepped away and then you're ready to live, like it's another chapter that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, life for me, I mean, began, you know, really with my family. You know, I feel like a new person, and I feel like all the things I've experienced, you know, lessons I've learned have brought me to this place where I am now. You know, I'm not, like, when I was releasing my music early on, you know, I was like, you know, any other R&B cat, you know, and I'm making music that, you know, is really written with the intention of, you know, getting, attracting women to me, or I'm trying to, you know, be a crooner, you know, lady man, you know, that whole thing, you know?
Right.
But when, you know, with my wife, you know, who was, you know, my friend for a very long time before we actually got married, but, I mean, and just, you know, platonic friend at that, but with my wife, what ended up happening is when I started writing music, I wrote music for people who felt like me, because I said, you know, man, you know, just as someone who's in a who is a couple, someone who's, you know, in love, you know, you really don't have anything to listen to because everything is, girl, let me get you for the night, and then that's it. But it's not, hey, you my wife now, and, you know, our thing is strong, and we got it going on. A lot of times it's, you know, we've been in this relationship, and it's time to break up. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear music like that. I want to hear music that, I want to hear music, I want to make music that's going to edify where I am. And as I said, when I was writing songs for Ready to Live, you know, I was just writing, I wasn't writing songs for Ready to Live. I was just writing songs for my, in my, about my life, you know, just what I was feeling, you know, healer, you know, the spiritual aspects of, you know, love making, that healing process, you know, it's more than just that physical act that's put out there, you know, blowing on your back, you know, a man really taking his time, you know, with his woman, you know, edifying his queen, you know, Galaxy, you know, when we're together, you know, it's otherworldly. Cloud 10, you know, we got to enjoy each other in our space because we don't get to go out all the time. You know, when you when you're single and you're not a parent, you know, you can kind of hang in the streets 1-2 o'clock in the morning every single day. But, you know, when you have children and you're married, you don't get to do that. It's a different kind of situation. And the joys that you find come in different places. You know, your joys come in watching your children grow. You know, your joys come in watching those children together. You know, my baby son, who's one, he's almost two, it's like my joy, I caught him with my hand, with my bare hands when he was born, you know, like the power coming from my wife's womb, like in my hands. I mean, just experiences like that, that's Ready to Live, you know, that's when you're ready to live, that's when your life begins, when you have experiences like that. I mean, just, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, and that's, you know, what I wrote about. And like I said, I didn't write it with the intention of saying, hey, I'm going to have a record about this, I'm going to have a record about that. You know, I just took songs that I had written, you know, while I was, you know, not, you know, pursuing or you know, releasing music publicly, and all of the songs had a common theme, you know, and that theme was, you know, life, enjoying it, living it, loving it, you know.
And you answered so many of the questions that I had. I'm like, okay. Because I knew the album is filled with themes of love and intimacy. And like you said, you think about physical love, but it's never overtly sexual. You know, like so much of the music is right now. I mean, they leave nothing to the imagination.
Right.
So, yeah, you answered those questions for me.
That's cool. Those are the best love songs, though. The ones that actually still leave something to your imagination, or you can actually pull from it and see pieces of your own relationship, your own love that you're going through. It just sounds real. It's genuine.
Right.
And it's like that when the relationship is genuine.
Yes.
One of the most beautiful songs on your album is Never See You Again.
Never See You Again.
Why?
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the story behind that song?
That's a true, I mean, that's basically a true story. I mean, it's a metaphor, you know, but, you know, that's a true story. You know, as far as me and my wife's relationship, you know, our situation began with, you know, both of us in other situations. I mean, never really seeing any opportunity for us to be together. Not even thinking or entertaining the idea of us being together in that capacity. However, you know, at the end of the day, you know, she comes to the dough, buttercream skin with a black nappy fro, you know. Had a detour or two in her life, but today we celebrate because now she's my wife, you know. It's destiny.
Right.
You know, it's just real talk, you know.
That's great.
Love it. Last question we got for you, Gerard. Where are you going to be next? Where can people hear you?
I have a couple of live appearances coming up that I'm really excited about. End of November 24th, which is, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be up in New York. I'll be in Manhattan at Drum. I'll be in Drum. I'll be with Ama What and with Monet, both incredible artists, great friends of mine, Soul Tracks, you know, nominees this year. I'll be on December 7th. I'll be in Harlem, New York, at Miss Miami Studios. December 14th, I'll be in my hometown, Richmond, Virginia. It's going to be the first big show that I play in my hometown, so I'm really excited about that. First big show I play since this record was released, and first big show since this year, because I haven't really been playing much. And if anybody's in Richmond, every month I host an event called Saturday Soul Social on the first Saturday of every month. I don't generally perform, but I do bring different artists in who are incredibly talented. We've had Green Tea, we've had John Bibbs, we've had Kenny Wesley, we've had Allison Carney, we've had Candace Anitra, we've had Monet, we've had I'm a What. I mean, just phenomenal artists, you know, come through every month. So if you're ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, definitely stop through.
Well, we definitely got to do that. I do know that monthly event is on the event calendar at xcdl.com. So I do know our followers, our listeners are aware of that. And as far as November 24th is concerned, we frequent Drum. So I will definitely be in the building for that one.
November 24th, let me tell you, it is going to be incredible. That show, I'm telling you, that show, that's the show you want to come to.
Well, we will be in the building. I'll make sure I reach out to Richard and let him know we're going to be in the building for that one.
Yes, yes, yes. Big shout out to Richard Johnson on that one. Everybody, you know, who is, you know, like I said, the other artists who are involved in that show, but he's doing a great series over there at Drum. He just had, you know, the Selena Johnson show, and it just, you know, just magical moments, and that's what it's going to be, you know, November 24th, one more magical moment.
All right. Well, Gerard, we want to thank you for taking time out tonight. Spend a couple of minutes with us on the Neo Soul Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Once again, you know, I just appreciate the platform, the opportunity to share what I'm doing. And like I said, once again, what you guys are just doing for soul music in general, it's so important. We need the outlet so badly.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate it. Sister Sue, you want to say anything before we let Gerard go?
No, I'm just angry because, you know, I'm leaving the New York area on the 24th, so I won't be able to be there.
Oh, December 7th.
The 24th, I'm leaving. I'm going to be there for 7 days and then I'm leaving.
I'll videotape it for you.
What? But look, December 7th. Are you going to be back by December 7th?
Oh, no, I live in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm visiting.
Memphis.
Oh, man. Okay, well.
Oh,
no.
Well.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'll take the video and I'll send it
to
you.
I just gotta come to Memphis.
There we go. All right, Gerard. Thanks again for spending some time with us, man.
For sure. Thank you, guys. The listeners out there, make sure you check me out on the on Twitter, Gerard Anthony, JerardAnthony _. Visit my website, GerardAnthony.com as well. And Ready to Live is in stores and online everywhere. So pick it up. And if you got it, tell a friend to pick it up.
That's right, and as a matter of fact, let's get back to Ready to Live. This is I Love You off the album from Gerard Anthony on the Neo Soul Show.
Peace. Thank you, guys.
And another good one, Race of the Fleet.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely another good one. It's a great CD. I encourage everyone to go out and get it. Like I said, I've been listening to it for months. It's great. It's full of themes of love and intimacy, and you'll enjoy it.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
I did. There's so many questions I still had. I'm like, oh, God, I wish we had another 30 minutes.
Well, there's a guy on the line right now that might not want you to get too comfortable.
Oh, no. My plan didn't work to overtake you, huh?
No.
I planned a snowstorm, sweetie.
You must have. It took me 2 hours to get to work just now.
And you still made it. My plan was thwarted.
And just so the people know, yes, I do not have power at home. This is out of control right now.
While we
y'all held it down.
Of course, you know, when the captain's away, the lieutenants have to step up.
How did it go with the menage artists?
Everything went well. As a matter of fact, speaking of captains, CEO is on the line as well, Mr. Farrell.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
You can answer the question for Q, man. How did the show go with the dual artist interviews?
You guys did a really good job. You know, it shows that there is more than one reason and more than one thing we can do with an hour. So I really appreciated how you guys were able to kind of cut in and cut out with two great artists. And I do want to thank those two guys because they really represent what we're all about in terms of grown folk music that makes sense and sounds really good, too. So we really want to thank both Dal Anders and Gerard Anthony. And I also got to thank you guys, too. You guys have been going through a lot the last few days. I've been checking with my family back in Jersey, and I know how hard it's been, so I really appreciate the effort in getting the show up and running tonight, guys. I really do. And I'm my best, and my prayers still go out to everybody out there in New York and New Jersey and other parts of the East Coast. I do know how tough it's been, so we do thank you guys for still coming out, listening to us, putting on our show, and we really appreciate that. And I do have to just thank everyone for going out and making the right choice when they voted yesterday as well. So we're real excited here at XCL about President Obama being reelected. It's the start of this next phase, and we just want to support him in everything we do. And we also want to continue to support soul music and neo-soul music, and we thank everybody for joining us tonight and doing that.
Anything else before we get out of here? You know, now that Q is back on the line, I'm no longer in charge.
Yes, you are in charge, man. You finishing this out.
All right. Sister Sweet, you got anything you wanna leave the people with?
I'm good.
Well, let me get into my Q man mode. On behalf of Sister Sweet, the CEO, Ray Farrell, and XCL.com, he's the Q man. I go by the name T. Mitch, and next week, who we got on the show? We have Mojo from North Carolina. We'll be on the Neo Soul Show next week. So we will see you all next week, where we will try to do better, and we're going to end the show the same way we started the show, with the last minute and a half of our president's acceptance speech. Have a good night, everybody.
The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American, or young or old, or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try. Future together, because we are not as divided as our politics suggest. We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America, and together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our in the greatest nation on earth. Thank you, America. God bless you. God bless you, United States.